local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Got another picture perfect day here in Pensacola. Got used to it last week, then we got some rain, some clouds, and now a few days of nothing but sunshine. Welcome into a Wednesday edition of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. The text line is always open, 850-437-1620. The traffic line, if you need to dial us up to let us know if anything's happening on our roadways, that's 850-262-6111. Of course, we always get started with today's top three stories, and we start in Baltimore. Another temporary channel is now open in the harbor, so essential vessels can access the port following the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse last week. Governor Wes Moore in Maryland is calling it an important milestone. A smaller passageway opened to marine vessels on Monday, and the work continues to open a third, deeper channel for larger ships. The Biden administration today says they have no plans to change its policy toward Israel after three humanitarian aid workers were killed in an Israeli airstrike. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the president, though, expects a swift and thorough investigation.
You heard from the president last night in his statement. He's outraged and he's heartbroken. We are all heartbroken here.
Biden, in a statement, addressed the deaths of the World Central Kitchen humanitarian workers, delivering some of his strongest criticism yet of Israel since the start of the war against Hamas. And the fate of a controversial Texas immigration law is now in the hands of a federal appeals court in New Orleans. The three-judge panel for the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals offered the federal government and the legal team representing the state the chance today to oppose or defend Texas SB 4. Texas Solicitor General Aaron Nielsen says the law that empowers police agencies to arrest illegal immigrants will not lead to racial profiling. Meanwhile, government lawyers oppose the law, saying Texas does not have the authority to craft or enforce immigration law. That's a look at our top three stories today. Our top local headline on this Wednesday: an Okaloosa County judge today ruling that Escambia County clerk and comptroller Pam Childers was in the right to withhold lucrative retirement payments to county commissioners. In the 18-page ruling, Judge William Stone says that Childers had, quote, properly exercised discretion in ceasing to make the payments to the local plan. Of course, back in 2022, the county had sued Childers on behalf of the commissioners to force her to make the payments, which amounts to 58% of their salary in taxpayer funds. Judge Stone concluded with the ruling that it is not lawful for elected officers to participate in the local plan. The county is expected to appeal that decision. We'll get more local headlines right after traffic and weather together. Austin, how are you on this fine Wednesday?
I'm doing good, Joe. How about yourself, sir?
You know me, man. When it's a little crisp in the air, a little cooler, a little breeze with no clouds, I'm in a good place mentally and spiritually, physically and emotionally and every other one.
I stepped out of my house on my way to work today, and I'm like, wow, there's more of a breeze than I thought there was. Yeah, but I wasn't complaining about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That was awesome. All right, this traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That's the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see, several areas of note here early today. If you are traveling southbound on Pine Forest Road trying to get onto I-10, you are going to be heavily backed up there. Blue Angel Parkway traveling northbound towards Softly Field Road. No confirmation of an accident or anything, but we do have a lot of backups in that area. Gulf Beach Highway typically gives us trouble if you're traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Typically it's later in the evening, though. This time it has gotten started early this time around. Let's see. Gulf Breeze Parkway. This is whether you're traveling northbound or southbound on the parkway in front of Gulf Breeze High School. We've got some heavy backups over there. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87 is going to give you some trouble. And just two spots on Caroline Street currently. If you are getting off of Avalon Boulevard and traveling eastbound towards Glover Lane, you're going to have some problems there. And then, as we so often see, if you're traveling westbound on Caroline coming over Blackwater River heading into downtown Milton, that's going to have you backed up to basically the Circle K.
beautiful weather as we head through the rest of Wednesday into Thursday and Friday as well. We'll have a couple chilly mornings in the lower 50s to mid to upper 40s. Get the jacket out. But the daytime hours, still nice. Lower 70s to middle 70s. Lots of sunny skies. A little bit breezy on Thursday, not so much on Friday. Early look at this weekend keeps highs in the middle 70s, lows in the 40s and 50s continue. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
All right. Thank you very much, Joe. Continuing on with our local headlines, from one lawsuit involving county commissioners to another. Today, the legal battle over text messages that Escambia County Commissioner Jeff Bragosch says were stolen will continue with the hearing in June. According to Studio 850, a hearing is scheduled for June 10th for an Okaloosa County judge to consider a motion to dismiss the lawsuit and recover attorney fees. This comes after the judge denied the writ of replevin from Escambia County, essentially asking the judge to order the text messages be returned by the defendants to P&J, Jonathan Owens, as well as Alex Arduini. For Arduini's part, he says he is not in possession of the texts. P&J parent company Gannett says the county is simply trying to claw back public records and attempt to gag further news reporting on its contents. Well, we talked on Friday with our good friend Tanner Stewart from Channel 3, and he had teased that he was going to have an interview coming with a prominent figure, and we learned that weekend that it was with Joe Exotic, and apparently Joe had sent an email blast to a local media member saying, hey, if you want to talk, I'm here. So, of course, Tanner took him up on that, and here's a little bit of what it sounded. Joe Maldonado Passage is his name, and he's complaining about the conditions in the Milton Hilton.
Everyone lives like river rats. Okay, there's people sleeping on the floor. The meals are crap. It's not even real meat. The portions are extremely small, and this is everywhere. This is not just Santa Rosa County, okay?
If there was only a way to keep out of jail.
Yeah, I know. Where you could have as much food as you want and live however you want.
Yeah. Sheriff Bob Johnson asked earlier this week about whether special accommodations had been made when celebrities like Joe are being held in their jail.
You know, to me, he's not a celebrity. He's just another thug. So it is what it is. You don't want people harassing him or hurting him just because of who he is or, you know, he was on TV. So we try to keep him separated.
I like Sheriff Johnson. He's a straight shooter there.
Yeah, he's a no-nonsense kind of guy.
No-nonsense, absolutely. Joe Exotic was first arrested, of course, when he was living in Gulf Breeze back in 2018. This was, of course, before his Netflix documentary took off. Big Chipotle fan. I don't know if you are, Austin.
But I don't really have it, no. But it sounds good.
All right. Escambia County could have a third Chipotle coming on the west side. If the project gets greenlit, it would be at Denver and West Michigan Avenues. Developers filed their plans with the County Development Review Committee, and those are being reviewed today. And if approved, it would be the third Chipotle in Escambia County, the other two at Cordova Mall and 9 Mile Road. I had the 9 Mile Road location just last night, so it was very good.
I may get it on the way home because I don't have anywhere near where I live.
I'd recommend it. Also, Cops, the TV show, now it's on streaming Fox Nation. It's going to be featuring Escambia County deputies this month. 5 new episodes on Fridays. Cops Spring Break. It'll feature deputies from not only Escambia, but Okaloosa and Pinellas counties with their spring break issues that they dealt with and were filmed last year. So if you're a big fan of Cops, obviously our local law enforcement will have a heavy presence there this month. So that's pretty cool. We'll take a break there. A look at our state and national headlines next. A busy day on Pensacola right now.
When Pete Salvato at Only Choice Healthcare talks to people about health insurance, they tell him they worry about having quality health insurance and their finances. Pete knows he will help with both. People are paying huge deductibles and premiums with Obamacare, but you can get a health plan with exclusive benefits and features. There's no deadlines. Enroll anytime. Only Choice Healthcare offers freedom of choice on your medical providers and a zero deductible on all outpatient coverages, including surgery. If you're under 65 and in decent health, protect yourself and family. Call Pete and save 30 to 60% with better coverage. This is the best non-Obamacare plan available. Call Only Choice Healthcare at 352-683-3923. That's 352-683-3923. Or go to onlychoicehealthcare.com. It's the only choice. onlychoicehealthcare.com. A quality plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
Need urgent care or a walk-in clinic? Go to ProHealth. Post-accident physical to access your PIP money? Go to ProHealth. Drug test, DNA testing? Go to ProHealthFL.com. Affordable lab work or primary care? Go to ProHealth. An affordable Ozempic medical weight loss program? ProHealth is your answer. Does your child need a camp or a sports physical? Only $40 at ProHealth. ProHealth never requires a doctor's order or an appointment. Just walk right in one of their 7 locations. Also at ProHealthFL.com.
Pep Talk. What's Pep Talk?
It's the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Experts? Experts in real estate?
Yes, that's us, Angela. We are the Pep Talk for real estate.
What will we talk about, Will?
We'll talk about the real estate industry.
Well, we don't just want to answer our own questions.
We want to answer the listeners' questions. Tune in tomorrow at 10:30 and we'll talk about real estate.
And whatever real estate questions you have.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
How many times has a paid-by-the-hour repairman come to your home to do repair? And seems to be working awfully slow? After all, the longer they work, the more you pay. And when they're finally done, you get the bill. It's dangerous to give a repairman a blank check because your bill could be much larger than expected. That's why Barberry Plumbing uses a flat rate pricing system. You'll know exactly to the penny what you'll pay before the work begins. No questions, no surprises, no high bills. You get Barberry Plumbing's team of radio dispatched uniformed professional service technicians. They can handle any plumbing repair or replacement job you need, including insulation and gas piping to your whole house generator. They are fully insured for both residential and commercial work. Call Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782 or look for Barberry Plumbing in the business white pages. Barberry Plumbing license number is RF11067749.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Mex Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, we talked about the horrible strike that occurred in Gaza. We talked about the new metal detector or gun and vape detector that the school district is using and why I have some concerns about the message that sends. Explained why the White House press secretary is wrong for caring whether most people support or oppose abortion rights. And explained why I'm not having Joe Exotic the Tiger King on my show and whether that was the right call. You can listen to all of those podcasts at newsradio923.com.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
.423 News Radio 92.3. Joe and Austin with you. Thanks so much for tuning in on a picturesque Wednesday. 72 degrees, not a cloud in the sky, a slight breeze, and just picture perfect. A little bit of a crisp evening, too. So very much looking forward to that. As we get on to some state headlines before our next update on the roads and weather, Governor DeSantis today signing legislation to accelerate road projects across the state. He signed the bill in Polk County, saying Florida is very much committed to relieving congestion on our streets. Perhaps they could start on Pine Forest. DeSantis also accused, I was expecting a laugh there, Austin, I didn't get it.
Well, because it wasn't a joke. that Pine Forest is in very much need of that, yeah. But here you go.
No, it's over. We'll try again next hour.
Oh, my God.
DeSantis also accused some activists of wanting to produce more congestion because they don't want people driving. But he said that's not going to happen in Florida.
And speaking of DeSantis, he just signed a bill into law yesterday that's trying to toughen regulations for food delivery platforms. It would give the state regulatory control over the services like Uber Eats and Grubhub. It will also require the platforms to have the consent of restaurants before taking orders. The goal is to prevent companies from altering prices listed at local businesses.
A group of women's clinics in Florida are working on a plan to help patients who are trying to get an abortion. The Tampa Bay Times reports that 9 facilities between Naples and Orlando held an emergency meeting yesterday about the issue. A new law, of course, now banning abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy, is taking effect next month following the state Supreme Court's decision. For women who don't meet the requirement, the clinics say they will help connect them to organizations that will help pay for an out-of-state trip to receive the procedure.
And a Southwest Airlines flight has been forced to make an emergency landing. It was headed from New Orleans to Orlando, and when it reached Florida, it was hit with turbulence. The pilot put the plane down in Tampa Bay. A spokesman for the Texas-based carrier says that 2 people were taken to the hospital. One was a passenger, and the other was a flight attendant. 425 here, another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by New South Windows. This Saturday only, New South's sale event from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Receive 40% off windows and doors. Bring in your measurements before noon for an additional 5% off. That's New South Window Solutions there. Let's see. Several spots of note on the roads, just like last time. If you're traveling southbound on Pine Forest trying to get onto I-10, you're going to be backed up basically to 9 Mile Road there. Got some problems if you're traveling northbound on Mobile Highway. This is just north of the intersection with Blue Angel Parkway. No confirmation of an accident, but nonetheless something to look out for. Same can be said for Blue Angel Parkway itself if you are traveling northbound towards Softly Field Road. Still got some backups in that area there. Let's see. Also, Gulf Breeze Parkway, if you are traveling northbound in front of Gulf Breeze High School. We typically have some construction in that area causing backups. I can't imagine that this is much different. Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87, still backed up a good deal. And the last big hitter is if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
Very good. Joe Neubauer with our forecast.
Beautiful spring weather continues into Thursday, Friday, and through the weekend. We're going to have high temperatures in the low to mid 70s Thursday through Sunday. Low temperatures are going to be chilly. When you wake up each and every morning, it'll be in the lower 50s to mid to upper 40s. So you'll need a jacket Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Sunday morning won't be quite that bad. By next week, we're a little bit warmer. Small chances of rain return. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
Very good, Joe. By the way, texter letting us know line painting is what's causing the slowdowns on Mobile Highway.
Okay.
There you go. National news today. Nearly a dozen people dead and well over 900 injured after a devastating earthquake hit Taiwan, magnitude 7.4.
The worst hit city is Hualien. It's on the eastern coast of Taiwan, about 11 miles from the earthquake's epicenter. Some buildings there are leaning very precariously.
There are fears the death toll may rise as dozens remain trapped in highway tunnels following the strongest earthquake to hit the island in 25 years.
And authorities in Oklahoma are investigating the disappearance of 2 Kansas women. Veronica Butler and Jillian Kelly were traveling together to pick up children and never made it to the location. That's according to an endangered missing persons advisory. The women's vehicle was found later abandoned on the side of the road, and it's unclear whose children the 2 were going to pick up, and it's also presumed that the 2 are friends.
President Biden today laying out his efforts to lower health care costs for Americans.
Drug companies are charging exorbitant prescription drug prices, higher prices than anywhere in the world. And Bernie said it. I was listening in the back. Bernie, you and I have been fighting this for 25 years. Finally, we beat Big Pharma.
Well, Biden says seniors on Medicare will not have to pay more than $2,000 a year for prescription drugs starting next year under the Inflation Reduction Act. Also celebrating, as you heard, the decision by 3 of the 4 largest inhaler manufacturers to cap the cost for many patients at $35 a month.
And a federal judge is hearing arguments today over New York City's plan to change, or rather charge, a $15 toll for cars driving into Manhattan.
That's 15 bucks.
Yes. The first in the nation so-called congestion pricing is supported by the city's transit authority and the federal government as a way to reduce traffic and pollution in the city. New Jersey is opposed to the law, arguing it won't do much except place a burden on thousands of commuters from the Garden State.
Yeah, I wonder if this will apply to rideshare. Like if I take an Uber, am I charged from the airport, say, $15 in addition to whatever the trip is. I would have to imagine so.
That's, yeah, that's kind of pricey, a bummer.
Federal Reserve. It appears likely that they will not be cutting interest rates anytime soon. Here's Lisa Taylor.
That comes after higher than expected inflation readings for the beginning of the year. Fed Chair Jerome Powell said Wednesday it's too soon to say whether the recent readings represent more than just a bump. Interest rates currently stand at 5.25 and 5.5. I'm Lisa Taylor.
All right. Thank you very much, Lisa. Just shy of 4:30. We will pause here. Recap of today's top three stories when we come back after the Fox News update. And what's happening in the world of sports today? What happening in the NFL, especially?
Tom Graham. President Biden will speak with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu tomorrow. Could be a tense conversation, says Fox's Jared Halpern.
The conversation between the leaders will be the first since several aid workers, including an American with World Central Kitchen, were killed in an airstrike in Gaza. President Biden says he was outraged and heartbroken by the attack.
Now, the nonprofit had been trying to feed people in war-torn Gaza. Israel took responsibility as pledged to investigate. 9 are dead, hundreds are injured after Taiwan experienced its most severe earthquake in 25 years. White House spokeswoman Corinne Jean-Pierre.
We certainly pray for all those who are affected. And we are standing by. The United States is standing by on the ready for any necessary assistance.
Quick register to 7.4. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Reporting quarterly results after today's market close, Levi Strauss posted a better-than-expected adjusted profit, with revenue also a smidge above estimates. The jeans maker also nudged its profit forecast higher, citing improved demand for some of its clothing and momentum at its direct-to-consumer business. In response, Levi shares are soaring 6.75% in after-hours trading. Generally solid first quarter vehicle sales numbers out of Ford Motor this morning. The automaker said its U.S. sales rose 6.8% from the year ago period to about 508,000. The increase was powered by continued demand for its pickups, crossover SUVs, and hybrids. Sales of Ford's lower priced compact Maverick pickup truck surged 82% to 39,000 units as more buyers gravitated toward cheaper vehicles. The market overall today, no major moves in either direction. The Dow Industrial slipped another 43 points, but the S&P 500 edged up 5. The NASDAQ rose 37. That's Your Money Now.
Attention business owners. Stop throwing your hard-earned money away on rent. Imagine owning your own building and saving thousands every year. Sound impossible? Not if you use General Steel. General Steel can help you save thousands by owning your own custom-designed building. Call 877-92-STEEL. That's 877-92-STEEL. To see how much money you can save with General Steel. Our buildings come with a 50-year warranty, and thousands of companies from Fortune 500 corporations to startups have trusted the General with their building needs.
If you need to expand or start a new business, you really need General Steel.
I'm very impressed with General Steel. Everyone's been extremely helpful. I'd recommend General Steel to anyone looking to build a steel building.
Call 877-92-STEEL to find out how quickly your business can move into one of our quick construction kits, like a 50 by 100 perfect for the small business owner, or a 200 by 450 favorite of the Fortune 500. Just call 877-92-STEEL. That's 877-92-STEEL.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around, and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up. But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
This is Zach Gelb of the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app today. Please gamble responsibly. It was awesome to see Joel Embiid return last night and defeat the Thunder. But let's pump the brakes on the Sixers being a title contender. Philadelphia has never reached the conference finals with Joel Embiid. Yes, the big fella is back, but he isn't anywhere close to being 100%, so I don't think he has the legs to advance through potential playing games and three playoff series to just reach the NBA Finals this year. I'm Zach Gill.
Hey, baseball fans, go yard with BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. All season long, we're offering top odds on your favorite home run bets, shared 50K Grand Slam jackpots, fast and convenient ways to play same-game parlays, special boosts and tokens, and so much more. From the first pitch to the game-winning fireworks, there are more ways than ever to supercharge your excitement. Whether you want to combine multiple bets for the chance at a bigger payout or place a live bet as the game unfolds, BetMGM has all the home run betting options you could need. Download the BetMGM app, head to the ballpark, and get your piece of MLB action. BetMGM is an official partner of Major League Baseball. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable? Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620. We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast. From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered. Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community. Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports, ensuring you're always one step ahead. We're News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. I'm playing some older stuff so far, I've noticed. Just past 4:35, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the bay winner. That's Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782. Let's see here. So, yeah, several spots of note on the road still. Starting with Pine Forest Road, we had a lot of backups if you were traveling southbound trying to get onto I-10, and we still do. But if you're traveling northbound, perhaps you just got off of I-10 and are traveling towards 9 Mile Road, we've got heavy congestion going both ways there. Still some backups on Blue Angel Parkway if you're traveling northbound towards Softly Field Road. Gulf Beach Highway still having problems traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive, as we so often see in the evenings there. Let's see, Gulf Breeze Parkway, whether you be traveling north or southbound, in front of Gulf Breeze High School, we still got some heavy congestion going both ways there. And then last but not least, we've got Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87 and Caroline Street traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River.
Beautiful weather as we head through the rest of Wednesday into Thursday and Friday as well. We'll have a couple chilly mornings in the lower 50s to mid to upper 40s. Get the jacket out. But the daytime hours, still nice. Lower 70s to middle 70s. Lots of sunny skies. A little bit breezy on Thursday, not so much on Friday. Early look at this weekend keeps highs in the middle 70s, lows in the 40s and 50s continue. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
All right. Thank you very much, Joe. 4:39 here at News Radio. If you're just checking in with us, a quick recap of today's top three stories. The Biden administration says they have no plans to change its policy towards Israel after the humanitarian aid workers were killed in an Israeli airstrike, but the White House and the president expects a swift and thorough investigation. Biden did release a statement yesterday, delivering some of his strongest criticism of Israel since the war against Hamas began. In Baltimore, there is now a second temporary channel open so essential vessels can access the port following the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse, and a third is going to be opening soon, and that one is going to be specifically for deeper, larger ships that make their way into the port there. And in Texas, the three-judge panel for the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans heard arguments today regarding the controversial SB 4 that would allow law enforcement to arrest illegal immigrants based on suspicion that they are illegal immigrants there. Austin, a busy day in the world of sports, especially a blockbuster trade in the NFL.
Yes, a ton going on in sports today, and we got a couple of NFL headlines, so yeah, we'll start there. The Bills are trading wide receiver Stephon Diggs to the Houston Texans for draft pick compensation, that's per Adam Schefter. Though last season was somewhat underwhelming for Diggs statistically, the veteran still finished his fourth year in Buffalo with 1,100 yards receiving and 8 touchdowns. That makes him an outstanding addition to an already lethal Houston offense. And I think they got, what, Diggs and a couple of picks for what, a 2025 second rounder or something?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a steal, man. The Texans are going to be tough as nails next year. And speaking of wide receivers, NFL star Rashee Rice is now admitting that he was involved in a Texas car crash over the weekend. TMZ Sports says the Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver was driving a Lamborghini that was involved in a crash that involved several people getting injured on a Dallas highway Saturday. A lawyer for the car rental company that owns the Lamborghini claims Rice sent a text shortly after the wreck acknowledging that he was involved and promising to pay for the car. So I guess there's some accountability there. Also going on in college basketball notes here, the NIT championship is set as the Indiana State Sycamores survived Utah and the Seton Hall Pirates rolled past Georgia. Those two will face off tomorrow night at 6 o'clock on ESPN. So I'm sure this time, a couple hours from now, tomorrow, we'll be giving sports update.
I think the minute-by-minute updates in the 5 and 6 o'clock hours
for
tomorrow.
Sure. Yeah, Final Four, who asked about that? In women's basketball, Angel Reese has officially declared for the WNBA draft. She leaves LSU with accolades including, but not limited to, SEC Player of the Year, unanimous first-team All-American, and, of course, 2023 national champion. And one of the biggest names, I mean, I know she's kind of controversial, but she's one of the biggest names in women's basketball, yeah. And she's one of the reasons that it's getting talked about, so congrats to her there. And let's see, this is, this is something that was kind of like MLB and NFL both. Residents of Jackson County, Missouri have resoundingly voted down a sales tax measure that would have helped fund a new ballpark for the Royals and renovations for the Chiefs' Arrowhead Stadium. The result keeps the subject of how much longer the franchises will reside in their current stadiums. It keeps it a question mark. Joe, let me ask you this. How do you feel about tax ideas for paying for stadiums? Because this isn't a new practice. I mean, obviously, this happens all the time.
No, of course not.
If you are in Jackson County, Missouri, are you signing off on this?
Yes.
Saying, I want to pay the taxes?
Yes.
Yeah, see, a lot of people were saying, oh, let the billionaire owners pay it. But this is, as I said, this is not a new practice in sports.
No, and it's not. Because
if you like sports enough, I think a lot of people would pay it.
I'm not going to argue with you if you're against the tax, but I'm a big sports fan. And I realize that, you know, not everybody is as big a sports fan as I am. But, yeah, If I'm living in a place that has a professional sports team like the Chiefs, like the Royals, I don't mind paying for that. And again, if that makes me a sellout, whatever, that's fine. But I would like that opportunity of having.
You think that's a worthy expense?
I think that's what it is. And not everybody does, and that's fine.
Yeah. Let's see. Segue to the MLB here. So, see, you mentioned Royals. I knew it was going to work. Let's see. So we got some local teams here not looking so hot, especially in the state of Florida. The Rays fell to the Rangers 4-1 today. They now have a losing record of 3-4 on the season, but that's nothing compared to the Miami Marlins. They fell to the Angels 10-2. They are now 0-7 and officially last place in the league. I think they're one of just two winless teams. The other one's the Mets, but they're 0-4. So tough gig if you're a Floridian baseball fan.
Yeah.
The A's are in the middle of talks to find a temporary home through to the 2027 season. Reps from the team's ownership could not reach a resolution with officials from Oakland and Alameda County, but are expected to meet with officials from Sacramento at some point today. So I guess we'll keep an ear out to see how that goes. And very lastly here, alrighty, yeah, as you said, Joe, a lot going on. In the NBA, ESPN doubleheader, Thunder at Celtics at 6:30, followed by Cavaliers at Suns at 9 o'clock. In the NHL, we got a TNT doubleheader, Devils at Rangers at 6 o'clock, followed by Oilers at Stars at 8:30. And headline here for the Hornets of the NBA, Charlotte Hornets head coach Steve Clifford will be stepping down from his position after this season and is expected to move into a front office role with a record of 18-57. The Hornets are currently tied with the Spurs for third lowest win count in the NBA. Listen, I don't know what Clifford brings to the table, but if you're only winning 18 games, I think it is time for a change.
It's, you know, most people with a record of 18-57, they'd probably be shown the door, and that door would be out, not the door to the executive level offices.
Well,
but
now we're seeing why the Hornets haven't won anything in a while. Yeah.
4:45, we'll let Austin settle down for a minute here, and we'll get Joe Neubauer in for a forecast update.
Beautiful weather as we head through the rest of Wednesday into Thursday and Friday as well. We'll have a couple chilly mornings in the lower 50s to mid to upper 40s. Get the jacket out. But the daytime hours, still nice. Lower 70s to middle 70s. Lots of sunny skies. A little bit breezy on Thursday, not so much on Friday. Early look at this weekend keeps highs in the middle 70s. Lows in the 40s and 50s continue. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
And, Joe, I appreciate the breather you gave me because there's a lot going on the roads, too. Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling southbound trying to get onto I-10, we've still got some very heavy backups there. Blue Angel Parkway, traveling northbound towards Softly Field Road, the congestion is breaking up, but it is still very much present. Gulf Beach Highway, traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive, still going to have you backed up as well. Over in Gulf Breeze, if you are traveling north or southbound, but especially northbound, on the parkway in front of Gulf Breeze High School, we've got some problems there. And we also have a bit more if you're traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards Tiger Point. Speaking of parkways, if you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway towards Highway 87, you're going to have some run-ins coming past Windhaven Beach and then a bit more as you get closer to the highway itself. And then on Caroline Street, two spots of note currently. If you are traveling eastbound just past Avalon Boulevard towards Glover Lane, we've got some congestion there. And as we so often see, if you are traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton, you're going to be backed up to the Circle K there.
As we press on, the Costco is joining up with healthcare marketplace Sesame to offer weight loss drug prescriptions for its members. The program includes access to weight loss drugs like Ozempic. The service will cost $179 for 3 months for Costco members and $195 per subscription period for non-members.
And the fate of the Magic Kingdom is being decided today. Disney shareholders are holding their annual meeting where a billionaire investor will look to shake things up. Nelson Peltz and a former Disney CFO want shareholders to back them and oust two current board members. Peltz wants Disney's film division to refocus after some big-time box office flops and wants Disney Plus streaming to compete better with Netflix. Disney's chief, Bob Iger, opposes Peltz.
Yeah, I agree. I want them to get back to making good Marvel movies again. Spotify users will see another price jump this year. That's according to Bloomberg. The outlet says the music streaming service plans to raise the price for individual subscriptions plans by $1 and $2 for duos and family subscribers later. Spotify just recently raised monthly subscription prices to about $11 for individuals and around $17 for families last summer.
And the new Forbes list of the world's richest people shows there are more billionaires than ever. The updated list released this week shows that nearly 2,800 billionaires around the world are currently nearly 2,800 billionaires around the world. The U.S. has the most billionaires with a record 813, so yay, who together are worth nearly $6 trillion. Topping the list is French fashion mogul Bernard Arnault of Louis Vuitton fame, who's worth $233 billion. Coming in second is Elon Musk with $195 billion to his name.
All right. The new Joker sequel is getting an R rating, probably to the surprise of nobody if you saw the first one.
Yeah.
It's called Joker Folly Adieu. Brings back Joaquin Phoenix as the iconic villain and Lady Gaga as his sidekick, Harley Quinn.
Oh,
Warner
wow.
Brothers.
Nice.
You like that?
Oh, yeah. No, I like Lady Gaga. She's cool.
Okay. Did you see the first Joker, I assume?
No. Yeah, I'm not kidding. No, I didn't see the first one. I've seen bits and pieces of it, but I've seen Lady Gaga and stuff, and I know Harley Quinn kind of takes a crazy character. I think she'll kill that person.
Yeah, I think so. Hits theaters October 4th.
And tonight's Powerball jackpot has grown to an estimated $1.09 billion with a cash option of just over $527 million. No one has won the Powerball lottery since New Year's Day.
One of the oldest books in existence is going up for auction, and it's expected to fetch upwards of $3 million. It's called the Crosby Skoyan Codex. It was written in Egypt between 250 and 350 AD and produced in one of the first Christian monasteries. The book is just over 100 pages and is the earliest known text of two books of the Bible, Peter and Jonah. Wow. It'll be auctioned off this June in London.
Oh, I mean, I like history like that. I obviously don't have the money to pay for it, nor would I pay for it. But no, I mean, I think I've said on air before, I've really come to appreciate history. That's cool. I love that.
Yeah. 4:50, we'll take a break there. Wacky stories and good news to wrap up hour number one comes up next.
Got a bug problem? Or worse, a rodent situation? Insect makes pest control for your home easy and effective. First, Insect thoroughly inspects the problem and provides you with a free estimate and a treatment plan. Then once on the job, Insect identifies targets and eliminates common household pests, including rodents, roaches, ants, and fleas, with guaranteed results. Insect's professionally trained technicians will safely and effectively eliminate pests inside and outside, while also taking preventative steps to stop other pests from infesting your home. Afterwards, a report with pictures will be emailed to let you know what was found and the work that was performed. To make it even easier, Insect offers annual and quarterly pest control services to stop pests from infesting your home. Guaranteed. Outside, inside, from inspection to treatment to follow-up. Insect Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. Just say no to bugs. Join the Insect family today online at insect.net. That's E-N-S-E-C.net.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Mom, can we have some ice cream?
I've got a better idea. Who wants to help me make something fun and healthy instead?
Me! Eating smarter is easy and delicious. Interested in receiving healthy recipes and a whole lot more in your email? Then register at healthiestweightfl.com and learn more about all the small steps that you can take on the way to living healthy. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin. 4 to 7 on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just about 4:55 here. We will get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. Let's see. Several spots of note still, unfortunately. Starting with Blue Angel Parkway, we actually got a couple of spots to highlight now. If you are traveling westbound on the parkway towards Mobile Highway, we've got some problems developing over there. It's basically going to have you backed up to Pine Forest Road. And if you're traveling northbound on Blue Angel towards Softly Field Road, we've still got problems there, as we have so far this hour. Let's see, Pine Forest Road itself, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile or southbound coming from 9 Mile. We've got heavy congestion going both ways there still. Pensacola Boulevard traveling northbound towards Detroit Boulevard. We've got backups developing in that area. We see that every now and again. Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Still got some backups there, but nothing too severe. The congestion we saw on Gulf Breeze Parkway, if you're traveling northbound just past Gulf Breeze High School, that is still a problem. But if you're traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, it appears to be breaking up a good deal. Same can be said for the congestion we saw on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound through Windhaven Beach and towards Highway 87. And the last main area is Caroline Street, whether it be you're traveling eastbound towards Glover Lane or westbound coming over Blackwater River.
Beautiful spring weather continues into Thursday, Friday, and through the weekend. We're going to have high temperatures in the low to mid 70s Thursday through Sunday. Low temperatures are going to be chilly. When you wake up each and every morning, it'll be in the lower 50s to mid to upper 40s, so you'll need a jacket Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Sunday morning won't be quite that bad. By next week, we're a little bit warmer. Small chances of rain return. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
All right. Thank you very much, Joe. 4:55. A quick recap of today's top three stories. Another temporary channel is now open in the Baltimore Harbor, so essential vessels can access the port following the bridge collapse last week. And crews are working on a third channel for a deeper one for larger ships as well there. Texas immigration law, SB4, is now in the hands of the Federal Appeals Court in New Orleans. The three-judge panel for the Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals heard arguments from the state and the federal governments today. And the Biden administration says they have no plans to change its policy towards Israel, but they expect a swift and thorough investigation into the incident in which three humanitarian aid workers were killed in an Israeli airstrike. President Biden delivered a statement yesterday, delivering some of his strongest criticism yet of Israel since the war against Hamas started. Looking at some wackier stories making the rounds today, pretty interesting one. Austin, you know what I love. I love petty.
Yes.
This one may be a little bit too much for me. We'll see
That's
your thoughts
telling.
On this. Six Americans and two Australians ended up stranded in Africa because they were late getting back to their cruise ship. Now, I love nothing more than to scroll through TikTok and come across a video showing tourists in tears because the cruise ship has left because they were late on an excursion. I know the cruise lines are very strict about that sort of thing. Mm. I've never been on one, though, but I just hearsay.
Yes.
But it does sound like the captain was a little bit of a jerk about the whole thing. Jill and Jake Campbell are from South Carolina. They say they were very much aware that their tour was running late and that the tour operator actually contacted the captain of the ship to let him know. When the group arrived to port, the ship was still anchored, but the captain refused to let him on. They allege that the captain was not only refusing phone calls, but emails too. They were doing everything they could to contact them. Eventually, the local Coast Guard loaded the passengers on the boat and took them to the ship, but the captain told them to take the passengers back to the island.
Oh, come on.
Norwegian Cruise Line has since said that the passengers are back on the ship now, and that, for context, they missed their departure time by over an hour, so captain maybe was right to be a little peeved and make a show of him. What do you think on that?
Was he inconvenienced? Sure. But I mean, it wasn't their fault that they were late, correct?
It doesn't sound that way. Like, I mean, they knew the situation. It wasn't like, oh, we lost track of time. They were like, hey, tour guide, we're going to be late. And so the tour guide reached out to the ship and said, hey guys, we're,
if that wasn't their fault that they were late, that's overboard for me. Two people in
nice use of the word overboard.
I know. Right before you said something, I started to think like, hey, that was a pun. Two people in Muncie, Indiana had very bad luck this week. They were rushed to a hospital after they got hit by an airplane.
Hmm.
They were on a walking path near an airport when a single engine plane fell out of the sky. Thankfully, everyone survived, even the pilot, although one of them was seriously hurt. Meanwhile, in Florida, a guy in Naples named Alejandro is trying to get NASA to cover the damages after a piece of trash from the space station hit his house. A 2-pound object crashed through the roof, came through the ceiling, and blew a hole in his wood floor. U.S. Space Command tracked a piece of debris re-entering the atmosphere, and it was a bunch of depleted batteries that were supposed to be sent back years ago in a controlled descent, but that obviously didn't happen here. Well, he's got a case, if you ask me.
Absolutely. Looking at some good news here, two cops in Titusville, Florida, showed up with a woman's groceries after arresting her delivery driver. They wanted to get them to her right away so nothing spoiled. The driver was wanted on felony charges in Florida and Texas, so cops going out of their way to get the food delivered there after the arrest.
Yeah, that was awesome. And a guy in Australia found a message in a bottle with ashes inside. The note said, "In this bottle is a small part of our parents. If you find it washed up somewhere, please feel free to set it off once again on its journey." He tracked the family down and found out the bottle had only made it 7 miles from where they tossed it in the ocean. So he stepped up to give it a real chance and sailed it out to sea and set it in a current to carry it out into the Pacific. That was cool.
Oh, yeah. A Missouri couple is planning to celebrate their marriage during next week's solar eclipse. Nicolette Zangara and her husband Paul got married actually during the pandemic, but they weren't able to have families there. So on the day of the total solar eclipse, they'll have a ceremony celebrating their matrimony in the path of totality.
That's so romantic. Yeah. Oh, my God.
And hopefully no pets will be brought, as we learned yesterday.
Yeah, don't hold your dog up. He's not interested.
All right, that'll do it for hour number one. Channel 3 News at 5 is coming up now. Back in 10 minutes for another full rundown of everything happening in your world today on Pensacola right now.